In dealing with Iraq, it has been easier for the United States to explain what it is against than what it's for. Washington opposes Iraqi aggression against its neighbors and suppression of its Kurdish and Shiite minorities. The U.S. also opposes an extension of Iranian influence in those areas. By imposing a no-fly zone, Washington has fostered Kurdish autonomy in northern Iraq, where it's degenerated into factional fighting. But the U.S. has not pressed the Kurdish case in neighboring countries. The U.S. clearly wants Saddam Hussein out. But then what? We've asked three experts on the region to spend several minutes with us to address those questions. Phoebe Marr is Senior Fellow at the Institute for National Strategic Studies at the National Defense University. Welcome to the program, Phoebe Marr. Gary Sick, former staffer at the National Security Council, is Executive Director of the Gulf 2000 Project at Columbia University. Gary Sick, welcome.
Good to be here.
And Jeffrey Kemp, also formerly of the National Security Council, is now Director of Regional Strategic Programs at the Nixon Center for Peace and Freedom. Welcome, Jeff Kemp.
Hello.
Our question for the three of you first is this. I mean, what should be the goal of the United States in this conflict with Iraq? And also, how best should the U.S. try to realize that goal? I'd like to start by asking each of you first to offer a brief description of what you think would be a good result here. First, Phoebe Marr.
It's very clear what we would like to have, and that is an Iraq with its territorial integrity intact and a better government, one that is at peace with its neighbors and with its own people. The difficulty is, however, how do we achieve such an aim? That's not so easy.
Gary Sick, a similar positive result that you would see, a democratic or a better government at least in Iraq?
Well, I certainly don't disagree with that as a goal. I take a somewhat broader view, however, and I think that the issue of the Kurds is a kind of weak point in the fabric of the Middle East, which could start a tear, if you like, that could affect the whole region. And I think we're in danger of seeing that. I don't think that our current actions have really resolved that problem and that we're going to have to come to grips before Saddam is gone and before a democratic government is there. We're going to have to deal with the question of the Kurds to try to stabilize northern Iraq.
Well, we're going to come back to the subject of the Kurds and what you think ought to happen for them or to them in a moment. But Jeffrey Kemp first, your sense of what the U.S. goals ought to be.
I think I have a more short-term goal, and that is, of course, we'd like to see the Kurds live in peace and quiet, and we'd love to see a democratic Iraq, but it's not going to happen. What we need to see happen is the ouster of Saddam Hussein, and I don't really think it matters too much who replaces him, unless it's his odious sons. But a replacement, even a dictatorial replacement to Saddam Hussein, would be someone we could deal with. Once the United States can talk again to Baghdad, I think a lot of these more peripheral issues will be easier to manage.
You say as long as it's not his odious sons, but to take up that point, aren't the most likely people who would take over from Saddam Hussein, if not his odious sons, perhaps his odious fellow clansmen or odious fellow Baathists or odious generals?
Well, if he steps down gracefully and goes into retirement in the south of France, he might hand over to his sons. My guess is he will go violently, and it will not just be him that goes, but most of his entourage as well, in which case we're talking about an army general, someone in an olive suit with a mustache, but possibly someone a little more hospitable to us than Saddam and his family.
Could I interject?
Yes, Phoebe Marr.
I want to make a correction. I did not use the word democratic, not because I wouldn't like to see that, but because I'm a realist. I'm a little closer to Jeff's position. I said a better government. Mm-hmm. I think under any reasonable circumstance, if Saddam should go, what we're going to get is marginally better. And frankly, marginally better is still better, but we need to be realistic about what we're going to get. One of the things we would get if such a regime occurred would be someone whom I think we could persuade to come to some kind of reasonable terms with the Kurds to get back on that subject. I quite agree that it's likely to be turbulent. Any new government is likely to be weaker and more likely to have to come to terms with the Kurdish and Shia mm-hmm. populations. But perhaps we can get on the Kurdish subject because
yes.
One of the things that is not settled by this recent action, which certainly has made Saddam pay a penalty, but it has left the North a no man's land, very divided among these Kurdish factions, and with plenty of potential, not only for the Turks, but the Iranians to intervene.
Well, the short-term answer that people seem to be giving to the question about what should happen in the north always seems to be, well, we'd like to see less factional fighting and for the Kurds to resume their regional parliament or whatever they'd set up there. But I think, Gary Sick, you were suggesting there has to be a much broader answer to the question of the Kurds. Do you think that we should declare ourselves in support of some kind of a Kurdish, if not state, some Kurdish autonomous region throughout that area?
No, I don't. I suspect that that isn't the answer. But I do think, even to pick up on Jeff Kemp's view of sort of the short-term problem, is I think we should be aiming at an outcome that will assure some degree of stability in the entire region and not just think about Iraq itself, because Iraq is sort of a parenthesis in the heart of the Middle East, and a lot of what happens there is going to affect not only its neighbors, but much further afield than that. And I am very concerned that even I share the view that I think Saddam should go. I'm very much in favor of that. On the other hand, it doesn't look as if we can count on that in the short term. I wish we could, but he's proved himself to be a master of staying in power. And I'm concerned that the factional fighting is more than just a blip. It is more than just a minor problem that we have to sort of live with, but is something that if it is allowed to get out of control, and I think we came very close to it being out of control, and it's not resolved yet by any means, it has the capacity for drawing in the whole Middle East.
That's Gary Sick of Columbia University in New York City. We're also talking with Phoebe Marr of the National Defense University here in Washington, as well as Jeffrey Kemp of the Nixon Center for Peace and Freedom in Washington, D.C. We'll continue our conversation in just a minute.